Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordan Abraham.
I'm Jared Freed. So good to be here back with you guys. I got to say, Jordana, what do you think of the listeners of this podcast?
The listeners are more active than anyone I've ever seen before. I feel like I'm in the Beatles.
Yeah. You have a company.
Yeah.
Okay. You own a company. You're one of the Betches. You've created a monster here in the most flattering way I could ever say a monster. Like, you have a office
it's
and everything.
A Betchy monster.
A Betchy monster.
She eats avocado and sushi and Naruto rolls.
And shits it out.
Yeah.
And but has there been a response to anything in the way that, like, people have responded to this?
People love this podcast. It's definitely, it's like among our most, it's our most popular podcast. People are really responding to it. We've gotten hundreds of emails. I check the email box like every week. So if you guys are sending emails, I'm reading them personally and I'm sending the good ones to Jared.
And they're amazing. And it's so, like, behind the curtains, Jordana is getting all the emails. You're seeing the response on that end. I'm out at night. At shows. Work. I did shows this last weekend, and I don't usually put my show calendar up just because if I'm, like, in the city, I just go work, whatever. But I guess they put my name, Gotham Comedy Club. I was there, and I was at the Cellar. At Gotham, they put up my bio for whatever reason. They just choose one, and they throw it up. I had more people at the show afterwards DMing me, like, hey, huge fan of the podcast, huge fan, love it, love it.
And
it's like, it really makes us feel so I'm seeing it from that end.
Yeah, and I'm getting some DMs too. People don't DM me that much, so I feel very excited.
You're in on the game.
Yeah.
So we just both want to say, I mean, we're seeing it from all ends. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much. And a lot of you, whenever you message or I see these people in person, they say, I've told all my friends. Thank you. That's a tough thing to do. It's a vulnerable moment to say, I'm listening to this. This is what I enjoy. I hope you enjoy it too. You're doing us a service in the way that we're doing you a service. We're giving you free entertainment.
Exactly. And it's not just for your single friends. Like, seriously, people in relationships, we get so many emails from people in relationships with relationship questions or relationship issues or issues of their friends in relationships.
It's crazy. So what we want to ask you to do, okay, the only thing I have, I sit at home all day, okay, and I just check the iTunes top 10, okay?
With a pistol next to him.
A pistol just waiting and a suicide note written. I need you to like, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on iTunes. Rate, review, subscribe. Rate, review, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And if you don't have iTunes, Stitcher and SoundCloud, you can do it there too. But we want this to be in your phone when you wake up Thursday morning, because we're going to have it up every week. So in addition to that, make it your Instagram story. Tag us. I'll thank you. I'll thank you from the bottom of my heart. Tag us in your Instagram story. Put it up as your Snapchat story. That's a non-invasive way to spread the word to your friends. But we want this to be the biggest podcast on iTunes. So that only happens with your help. So
let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's get into today's discussion.
Okay. So we have a listener who wrote in. Her name is Bernadette. And she wants to know what we think of micro-cheating.
Now, can you explain micro-cheating to me? Because I've heard of this. We kind of talked about it. I've talked about it with a few friends. What is it?
So micro-cheating, according to this BuzzFeed article, which is the number one.
the authority.
Psychology Today, essentially. micro-cheating is when you are being intimate, you're sharing intimate details of your life with someone who is not your boyfriend or girlfriend that you are attracted to.
Okay, this study was not done by a man. I can promise
why,
you.
Why do you say that?
We're not looking for more ways to get in trouble. Like micro cheating.
Do you think micro cheating is something that girls do and guys don't do?
I think we all do it. I think we all do it, but now there's a trail. I think the difference is your dad or mom would be at work or at the store or would see someone or have a relationship in some way with someone they see on a daily basis that maybe your mom or dad wasn't involved with. And back in the day, they would go, hey, mailman, and ooh, you look good today. And it would just be a weird interaction that was kind of flirty, kind of fun.
But is that what my, I feel like micro cheating is more like an intimate relationship. Like I'm telling you details about like my life and I'm sharing like,
so the
maybe
way
I'm complaining about my relationship to you.
Oh, well, I mean, that's, yeah, that's all. There's all forms of it. Cause I had read another thing where they said that, micro cheating was sending like a heart emoji to someone that's not your wife or your girlfriend.
Okay.
And so that, if that's a version of it, I'm saying we
DMing them on Instagram.
DMing them on Instagram. Yeah. I'll take all DMs at Jared Fried. no, but I'm saying I'm sure my mom had interactions with people where she was like complaining about my dad.
Right.
And I'm sure my dad the same with my mom. I'm sure all of our parents had had that in the past. But back in the past,
we're flirting a little bit
because it is natural to want to see if you still got it.
Yeah.
I see it with my friends all the time, married relationships, good relationships, bad relationships, all over the board where they're talking to girls in bars because they're just like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I want to have
Female friends do the same thing.
And,
right.
And I kind of what the problem is, the difference today is now there's a paper trail. you know, there are more ways for us to get in trouble nowadays than there ever have been.
But there's also easier access to doing it.
This is what I'm saying. This day and age was not built for us to be humans.
Right. Or monogamous.
but the thing is, maybe people were monogamous back in the day, but if they flirted with someone, there wasn't this like text that had a heart emoji. We're like, and it says it right here.
Right.
And it's like, I think there's a level of like, these things have been happening since the beginning of time, but now we have to look at them right in the face.
Mm-hmm. So would you rather just not know?
I'd rather not know. If I was dating a girl and we're in a serious relationship and I love her, she loves me, and there's some guy that she like sees on a daily basis in her everyday, you know, work.
That she finds attractive.
That she's like, he's a cute guy, but I have my guy at home and we're good. But, you know, I don't need to see that.
Right. But you don't mind that it's happening?
I would only mind if it's put in my face. I have to mind.
Right.
You know, does that make sense to
you?
Yeah,
it makes sense. I think it's like, I think the real question is like, is it okay to have like an intimate relationship or friendship? And well, people also want to know, what do we think about like men and women being friends? It's like, yeah, like it's okay to have a friendship with someone, but if you're like share, it becomes like an intimate friendship. And if the two people are like attractive, really, what's the difference between what is a boyfriend but like a really good friend that you find really attractive?
Yeah, I just think we can't stop everything.
Right.
We can only do the things that we can control. So like micro cheating, if like I don't care to know about micro cheating. Okay. If you're not cheating,
if you're not physically cheating,
I can't live my life every day worrying about the small kind of digs at me that you're doing without me knowing.
See, I feel like almost the opposite. Like, I would rather my boyfriend make out with a girl, like, at a bar once, like, super drunk.
Really?
Right? Than be, like, emailing, like, these intimate emails with someone or, like, telling a girl at work about, like, our fights and our relationship, especially one that he thought was, like, attractive. I'd rather, like, oh, you got, like, fucked up and he made out with a hot girl and then like never spoke to her or heard from her again. I mean, I would prefer neither of those things on the record.
I'm not saying I'm
okay. I think the like intimate friendship would be like a lot more hurtful.
Well, do you think girls can be friends with guys without being in a, like,
I think you can be like friendly. I don't think you can be like besties.
You don't think a girl could have a guy best friend?
No.
And that's not,
that they're both straight and they both are one is not hideous, like
looks deformed. Going to this whole thing.
Yeah, no, I think it's like I think that a real like essentially what a relationship is someone that you're sexually attracted to that you also really like hanging out with.
Yeah,
and if there's someone else that you really like hanging out with that's also sexually attractive, like I kind of don't feel like that works.
See.
But yeah, I have a ton of guy friends that I'm friendly with that like I like would hang out with in a group or like even.
It's a difficult conversation because like what you're saying, like of course I would mind if I knew that like emails were going on and on and on about my everyday life and the way she feels. And I'd be like, why can't you go talk to me about these things if you're having these issues?
Right.
When I think of micro cheating, I don't think of it that. I think that's a macro cheating thing.
Right, but it's not physical. That's why why I said that, because it's not like...
I think it can go down the board. I think there's shades of gray.
Right.
Like, I think, like, if you're in the office and there's a girl in the office that you're walking by every day and it's just kind of this, you're like a work wife situation, mm-hmm. that doesn't bother me as much because it's like all surface level bullshit.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's about the intimacy.
It's about the intimacy. It's about how deep it goes. I just think with, like, when you get into this idea of micro cheating and microaggressions, it's like, who has the energy to care about these things at a certain point? Like, you know, the fact that people in another time got caught cheating because they had makeup on their collar.
Right.
Like, is...
You smell like her perfume.
Yeah, it's crazy to me. That's how little they had to worry about what they were doing. Like,
right.
It's so much easier to get caught in anything.
You have to get your physical receipt, which no one has anymore, from the pocket.
Yes. Like, if my car broke down on the way home from work, like, 30 years ago, I would come home at whatever amount of time, and I'd be like, sorry, honey, I was late for, you know, the car broke down. She would go, are you okay? Nowadays, if my car broke down on the way home from work, she'd be like, well, I texted. Did your phone just stop working? I saw your Snapchat story and you had an Instagram story and you tweeted about it, but you didn't have time to call me. And you'd be like, yeah, you know, yeah, it got me.
I'd be mad at you too.
This is what I'm saying. Like, there was, I think nowadays, if you're looking for trouble, you'll find trouble.
Well, there's no such thing as being off the grid, really.
There's no such thing.
Society. So you got to answer to everyone at every step.
Everything. And really, were we made for that? Was anyone actually made to be totally, implicitly honest in their relationship? And I don't think right. I don't know if that's healthy.
Complete honesty will get you. I mean, we do all these like would you rathers and questions and, you know, like hypotheticals in our podcast. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes test them out on my boyfriend. Sometimes I don't want to fucking know the answer because it's not something I wanted. That's not the answer I wanted.
Yeah. And you know? I think
curiosity killed the guy.
I think I can live being like, I'm the greatest. Like I don't need, you know, it's kind of like when you ask like about other guys that your partner
right.
or girls
I don't know
have
how many
been
people
with.
You slept with.
I don't really need to know that. Like I want to believe in, like, you know, there's a certain amount of ego you want to have in a relationship. And girls and guys who break that down in you, I think, are actually destructive relationship partners. Mm-hmm. I think that anyone I'm with should believe that they're the best sex I've ever had. They're the most fun I've ever had with another person. And they're the one I like being with the most. I've never been with someone I've liked being with as much as them. That might not be totally true.
That could
but
be true.
I'd like to let them to believe that.
Right.
But I would want the same for me. I think you should do someone the courtesy of lying to them. You know, so it's like, you know, let me think I have the biggest penis,
right.
You know, the best personality, the funniest jokes. And, you know, let me live in a world where I think relationships are propping the other person up a little bit.
Yeah.
So I think these microaggressions sometimes get in the point of like, you're nitpicking, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I think, yeah. I mean, I think a like here or there or like a – if your relationship is strong – I feel like it's all about your relationship too. If your relationship is strong, then none of those little microaggressions matter. Mm-hmm. It's almost like if there's too many of them, it's just a sign that things are eroding.
I do think also – but also I think the people that get into microaggressions have their own confidence issues. The best
right,
relationships –
they need the validation.
Totally. So the best relationships I think is when you're like, I'm me and this is the best I can be.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person's like, yeah, I'm me, and this is the best I can be. And listen, we're having fun together. And, you know, I think the worst relationships I've ever been in, the ones I've felt the worst in, are when I've been the least confident.
Right.
If I don't feel good about myself, then I'm never going to believe.
And you're the worst version of yourself as well. Yeah.
Totally. And I'm never going to believe that someone would want to be with me. So yeah. I think a lot of these things kind of work hinge on your own. Like, you know, they're like, we're pointing the finger. Anytime you point a finger, three fingers are pointing back at you.
Right.
That's kind of the situation with these micro cheating things. But I do want to get back. You don't think a guy could be friends with a girl?
I think friends, it depends how you like to find a friend. Like, I think a best friend on an intimate friendship level, like, not really. Can you have like tons of acquaintances that you like could go out with or have a good time with?
Sure.
Like, but yeah.
Would you ever be with a guy who is still friends with a girl he used to have sex with?
Friendly. Friendly.
If they were friendly.
Yeah, they were friendly.
I have a pretty good friend that we had been intimate once and now we're just close friends.
How close? Like close friends, like you, like
close enough. We got together and watched TV together.
Okay,
like a week ago.
Let's say you having a family problem, or you broke up with a different girl, right? Is she one of the first people that you would tell about that to?
I wouldn't like run to her, but she would be someone.
She'd run
it
by her.
I would text her.
You would tell her
like
intimate details of your.
I'd be like, "What do you think of this situation?" And I think I'm pretty positive we're both beyond wanting to be anything together. Like we are friends. We also like she does comedy, so like we, you know.
Isn't there always just like that thing in the air?
I guess. I don't know. I always think, you know, I dated a girl, and I think girls can have guy friends, but I always feel they need to have a reason for them.
Okay.
I need to know how this all came together. So like if you had a guy friend and you were like, "Yeah, we used to work together." I'd be like, "Okay. That's all I need to know. There's a reason for you meeting outside of him going, I need to fuck that bitch." You know,
and but like what's the reason for them meeting now outside of work?
Well, they became so close. They got together. They're fine. You know, I think like, oh, I know him from high school. Oh, I know him from college. I could just see. I need to know the natural state of how you guys got together. Like, I dated this girl, and we were dating a while. We were pretty serious. And there was just this guy. And I was like, "How do you know this guy?" And she was like, "We lived in the same building. We met in the elevator." And I was like, "Yeah, he met you in the elevator because he wanted to fuck you."
Yeah.
And she was like, "What are you talking about? We connected because we have the same car." And I'm like, "Yeah,
right.
That's how I connect with people I want to fuck." And then he and I ended. She was like, no, you got to meet him. This is a while back. And she was like, "You got to meet this guy. You got to meet this guy." And then so we went out to lunch, and we had this like weird fucking lunch where like they were like, "What?
The three of you?
The three of us."
Okay.
And he and her were like jokey and talking and fun and, you know, oh, inside jokes. And then there was no interest in like, "Hey, what are you doing? Where are you from? What are you," you know, there was no question. And I'm like, "You guys are like in a relationship. Like, this is crazy."
So whatever happened?
So there was a moment where her grandmother died, and I'll never forget this. And I went on the train. She lived out train ride away.
Okay.
So I'm going to go to she was of the Jewish faith. And I was going to go to the Shiva.
Okay.
Pay my respects. So I went.
This is your girlfriend at the time.
This is my girlfriend at the time.
Okay.
So I go and I get in the train, and I'm traveling out there, and I look, and there's the guy. And he's got this huge fucking plant. And I'm like, "Who brings a gift to a Shiva call?" Like, I didn't know that this was what you did. I'm sitting there with nothing.
You do. You bring something.
I had no idea. But now I look like the shithead. This dude, and he was also a doctor. Like,
okay,
he had, like,
you're a comedian. You're not bringing anything. He's a doctor.
I just came from an open mic.
Okay.
I'm starting in this whole...
You're hungover.
Hungover.
At the Grand Shiva.
Not shaved.
Okay. Yeah.
Bullshit. And he's gorgeous doctor plant.
Okay.
Okay? And I see him with this plant, and I'm looking at myself in this train. I go, "Oh, fuck. I got to say hi to this guy." And I go up to him. I go, "Hey, man." And he's like, "Are you going?" I had no idea. I go, "Am I going? Are you going?"
Right.
He goes, "Yeah, well, I used to, you know, keep my car at her house and all this." I'm like, "What?" Like, I start finding out more and more about how deep this was. She comes to pick me up the train. Him and I get off the train at the same time. He's holding this fucking plant.
So she picks him up too?
Now we're all getting in the car. So now we all get in the car. I get in the back because she had a friend with her. Friend in the front with her. Me in the back with the plant and him. And now we go to the house. We walked in together. The family was like, "Wow!" So happy to see him. They're like, "The plant! Oh, this is so thoughtful!" And then they're like, and this is the first time I'm meeting the
parents.
I didn't bring anything. And it's like, and here's Jared.
The first time you're meeting them, and you didn't bring
it. Brutal.
Wow.
It was brutal.
I hope the next time you brought something.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was a young mistake, but also, this is crazy. Then they're like asking me, they're like, "Dave, how's the doctor going?" You know, like they're going crazy.
Right.
And then they're like,
"It's like Meet the Parents."
It was Meet the Parents.
With Wilson's character.
Totally.
Yeah.
It was exactly like beat for beat.
Yeah.
And I remember.
You didn't want to be a real doctor, fucker?
At one point, they look at me and they're like, "So, Jared, what do you do during the day?" And I'm like, "Oh, fuck, this is over."
Not going well.
And then I just left and I was like, but I remember coming away from that being like, when you have these friends, quote unquote, that don't feel like friends, no one else sees it that way either. Like, you're not crazy for thinking that. Like, whenever there's no reason for them meeting, the reason is fucking.
Did they hook up?
No, never did. We ended up breaking up. She married someone else. Good for her. But I mean, like, I just was like, nah, this means that I should get going. If you can't see my side on this, I think with any guy friend or girlfriend that you're not intimate with, that, like, you just have to, as the person with the friend, you have to understand the other person's being uncomfortable.
Right.
Like, I don't think there was any empathy given from my side in that situation.
Yeah, I think that's, like, clearly a weird thing. You have to acknowledge that it's, like, yeah, it's kind of weird. We're, like, have this friendship. I get that you would feel, like, weird about it.
And that friend has to go above and beyond to be your friend, too.
Yeah.
And you can always smell when someone's just like, yeah, who's this random dude you're with now? Like, what's the deal? And then, like, you know, like, that you just feel like you're kind of side chick, side dude.
It's very Meet the Parents.
Very. But I think, I just need a reason. Okay. That's what I think. With a girlfriend, a guy friend.
But that girl that that you've had sex with, that you watched TV with the other day, you like hanging out with her.
We have a good time.
You, you're attracted to her enough to have sex with her.
Yeah. Yeah. We were, you know.
One time. You liked her enough to have sex with her one time.
But
why don't you want to date her?
I mean, the reason is we work together on stuff. She's very nice. She's beautiful, funny, everything. But it just wasn't long term. Like, I value the friendship more than I would if we, like, gave it a shot. And I think sometimes
so you don't think that's there.
Yeah. And I think that I know I'm probably one of my bigger relationship faults is that I look so much ahead that I'm like, I can't see how it's going to happen. I can't see the ending of this story, so I'm like, I might as well not start the book.
Got it.
And I think that's a fault of mine. I can see why that's a stupid thing to do. But I do that with a lot of girls. I mean, that's why dating in this, you know, social media time for me is hard, because I'll look up everybody. I imagine a future.
You emotionally masturbate.
Oh, totally. I look at someone. Great. I stalk. I think we do this with all dating apps. I don't think I'm that far away. I always trust in the fact that we're all 10% away from each other.
Right.
So emotionally. So when I look through a dating app, I notice things that have to do with, could we make it together? You know?
Right.
You know, where she's from, the background, the picture she's in. I do think most people are doing that. I don't think I'm alone. I'm just the one that's willing to admit it. That I'm a crazy person just like everyone else.
Yeah, no, I do. I mean, girls, I think, definitely.
Yeah.
We're thinking 3 years, we're thinking 20 years down the line, you know, where we have kids, where we retire. Like, we think about the whole picture, which I don't think a lot of girls realize that guys do, too. I think girls Girls just think of guys as, like, they're just looking for their next fuck.
No, really. I think the reason I see it most, I'll say it with certain apps that are swiping apps where you get unlimited swipes. And let me be open with the audience here. Hinge and you guys have a professional relationship.
Right.
So just to let people know, I have been paid by Hinge in the past to do social media stuff for them. So I'll be open about that. But the reason that and I think there's different apps for different parts of your life.
Right.
If you're looking to just be out there and you're just bored, a swiping app makes sense for you. That's fine.
Right. If you're looking to have a good time.
Yeah. Good time. Even if you're looking to have a good time with more in the future, maybe.
Sure.
But I think a swiping app is perfect. But no, when a guy swipes on those apps, okay, I'm very loose with my swiping.
And I'm a loose thumb.
I have a loose thumb, okay? My thumb is a slut, okay? I got a slutty thumb. I like that. But when I swipe, I'm swiping with the idea that the girls that I'm swiping fall into many categories when I swipe. Fuck, date, relationship.
And do you know, I
make that decision in like half a second.
Okay.
And I think I'm not alone. And if you're out there rolling your eyes, whatever, don't kill the messenger here.
Well, what distinguishes between those three levels? Like, what makes
insanity
a girl
does? It's not to judge the person. I'm not judging them on a level of whether they're worth being in a box or not.
Mm-hmm.
My judgment on them is to say, it's not a worth thing on them.
It's for you.
More me. It's my preference. Oh, you know, curvaceous dark haired girl into it. Like that's like a look that I've gone
so
for in the past.
What distinguishes between if that's like sex or if that's like relationship girl?
That's a personal preference to me. I'm saying every guy has this list of requirements that like lead them, that they know they could be more serious with one thing versus another thing.
Right.
And that's not to say that one thing was better than the other thing. It's just everyone's personal preference. So when I see a girl in there with the first name, you know, that matches, you know, like I'm saying, like I, like if I'm going to be perfectly honest, like if it's a Jewish sounding name that has a look that I'm into, I'm like, oh, okay, this could be someone that I'm actually more into than a non-Jewish sounding name in a look that I've never been with. But I'll still fuck that.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, and anyone who's getting mad right now, don't get mad.
This is just Jared's personal preference.
No, but also every guy you've ever met.
Not every guy that we've ever met is looking for a curvy brunette Jewish girl.
That's fair.
Despite what every
guy is doing a level of that for their own personal
preference. Right, but it's about their own personal preference.
With Hinge, and the reason when I push people to that app and not even without
this promo
or whatever they've hired me to do, okay, because that's over now. I don't get paid by them. You have 10 or a specific amount of likes. So now you have 10 arrows to play with.
Yeah.
Okay? And you got to make sure those arrows hit them in the heart. Okay? And I've noticed, and I'm here as a podcaster with you to be open and honest about how does my, what makes me sweat that maybe other guys are sweating in the same way. What you do, you naturally move towards only giving those likes out to people that you're a little bit more thoughtful on.
Right, because there's less options and there's less chances
to get the match.
Right. Yeah.
So
too much choice can hinder us.
Totally.
That's definitely true.
So
you need like a sweet spot because not enough choice, you might wind up marrying just like the first person.
Yeah.
Kind of comes along.
Some
and
asshole.
Too much choice is like you can't pick one.
Totally. But I think guys operate on this level where we're dogs. We'll eat until we die. And I think with a lot of these apps, you're talking to someone on a swiping app, they're still swiping. They're still looking.
They're swiping.
Hey, what's up? Swipe, swipe, swipe. Nothing much. You swipe, swipe, swipe. What'd you do this weekend? Swipe, swipe, swipe. That's what's going on. With the other ones, you got to cage the beast, and that's what I'm saying. Like, this is just our natural inclination. Yeah. More, 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 and extra. You know. So, you know, to come back to the friends thing and why we put people in these boxes and stuff. It's just you know how you feel about certain people, and it's just. I mean, when you swipe on an app, are you doing that?
Am I categorizing?
Yeah.
I think like most girls on apps, I'm not saying that's true for everyone. And I don't know about like there are certain apps which are more sexual than others.
Sure.
But I think most girls I know who are on the apps are looking for a relationship.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I'm not,
if I'm on an app and I see like a guy with like a muscular body in front of like a mirror, I'm not like that guy's hot, I'm just gonna go out with him so I can like have sex with him.
This is
like I'm getting rid of that guy because that's not what I'm looking
for.
This
is a huge difference.
Right.
This is a huge, huge difference because there's so many reasons, you know, girls seem to be on these dating things to get to relationship island.
Yes.
I'm looking
on it so they can get off.
Exactly. Yes.
That's why they're on it. Yeah.
And a lot of guys are on it to, you know, I'll swim in the ocean a little bit. I'll take a canoe. I'll see if she's into me licking a butt. You know, like I'll do all those things. And then if I get to Relationship Island, I'll get there on my own.
Right. You're fine with that being the destination eventually, but you're not like booking the one-way ticket there.
I always say, I do a thing where I'm like, I'm gonna marry Jewish, but I'll fuck anything. Let's do some emails.
Hear that, Grandma?
That's how she's put it. Want to do some emails?
Yeah, that's what he tells her when she asks if he's seeing anyone new.
Nana.
All
right. Nana, I'm trying my best to marry Jewish, but I'll fuck anything.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you to achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hello. Sometimes when my boyfriend gets angry, he becomes a Hulk and yells and pounds on things and tosses things. I'm never worried for my own safety, but do you think it's important for both people to vent frustration in the same way? Because his way is very different from mine. Thanks.
This girl should run.
You think?
Yeah, that's an awful... Have you ever been with a guy
like a pounding... I don't know, my... I've never been with a guy who, like, yells at me, right? I wouldn't, like, take that. But if... I'm trying to think. My dad has, like, road rage. I don't know if that's the same kind of thing and, like, will sort of raise his voice and I find it sort of, like, upsetting, but not... I wouldn't say it's, like, traumatic. I don't know. It really, like, it depends, like, really what she means, I think.
Let me tell girls something about guys. Mm-hmm. When they're the most insecure, they become more guys.
They become, like, the typical cavemen.
The more insecure the guy is, the more they become a man. So,
the more insecure.
Okay. So, this guy's doing this Hulk thing where he bangs on tables and he... You know, we all get mad.
I think of that as a childish activity, like he's throwing a tantrum.
Yeah, but he wants to show people that even though I'm upset, I'm still a man who can beat people up. So he's saying that she says that she's safe, but he's putting your safety in his insecurity to show people that he's that even though he's upset, he's still strong.
Right.
Is going to put you in harm because that's going to come out on different people. She's still going to have to be with a guy who could get that mad and explode in that way that he might get in a fight with another guy who now her life is in danger too.
Right. Some girls like that shit. I've met girls who are like, oh, like I like he gets like really worked up, but like I kind of like it.
Like they really?
Like, they like that they're like, maybe it's a younger girl thing too, where it's like almost like a...
I think that's an insecure girl
like a
too.
Mafia thing where they're like, yeah, he's like... You know, angry, defending my honor. He's like strong or whatever. I mean, I don't really agree with that. I think the manliest move is to express your feelings in a quiet and polite and articulate manner.
I mean, we all get mad. Right. We all get angry. We all get upset. To say, I get mad and I just kind of like turn off and you know think about it and try and lean on friends to be like, hey, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? Do you see their angle? But like. To just scream and yell and pound your fist, like, I don't know what that accomplishes for this guy. Like, go to the gym. Like, get the fuck out of here. But I would say to him that's something he needs to work on. Yeah. Like, I don't think that that's not a normal way to act in public. And it's going to put her in harm. And she needs to let him know that she is afraid of how he gets when he gets that way.
Have you ever dated a girl who gets mad and
the worst. I had to end it.
Screams and hits things. And
It's a total act of insecurity to me. I dated one girl, we went to Boston and she was upset with how this Boston trip, I'm from outside of Boston, so like she was upset with how this trip was going. And at one point she started crying in the middle of the street and I was like, I don't know what the fuck to do right now.
It's like a tantrum.
It was a tantrum. And right. I was like, And I was like, so you're insecure about how I feel about you. She needed me to be like, to calm her down by telling her, I need
how much
you.
She you liked her. And
how much I need you. I want you. Ooh, baby, ooh, baby. And it's like, no, I don't need to. I'm here for
you.
Well,
it's like you didn't want to do that because she needed you to do that. If she didn't need you to do that, I'm sure you would have felt that you like wanted her.
And, of course.
And, you know, it's totally. Almost, it has the opposite effect.
Opposite. I think girls become babies when they're insecure and guys become more man. Like, right. I was on a bachelor party once, and there was this dude that kept going around being like, we got to go to a strip club. We got to go to a strip club. We got to go to a strip club. And I was like, dude, shut the fuck up. I don't want to go to a strip club. I want to go try and fuck real women. Not to say that strippers aren't real, but I'm saying they're playing a part that
right.
they don't want to fuck me. So
they're working.
They're working. They're at work. You know, like, I get it. So like, good for you. Make your money. But I'm single. I'm going to go out in New Orleans and try and meet other single chicks.
Right.
So, but he kept going on and on and on about the strip club. And I was like, what is wrong with this dude? Like, I know him for a long time. I'm like, his relationship must fucking suck. And he must be really insecure in this relationship. Come to find out, later that weekend, he's complaining about what's going on in his relationship.
And what was going on in his relationship?
He doesn't like her family, never having
sex. So it's
sex.
A way for him to feel better about himself, totally. To get this attention.
He became more of a man.
Right.
I am man. I must go to strip club. You know, like,
right.
Dude, anyone that pushes too hard for anything like that shit, I'm always like, there's something brewing.
Right. They're not taking it like casually.
No, I don't take this casually. She's like, he doesn't hit me, but he's gonna hit someone that's going to want to hit you because they hit him. Because he hit them. Right. I take these things more seriously than lightly because she's probably sitting there and be like, he's not a, you know, she makes apologies for him.
And what do you think about girls who cry in fights, just in general?
It's like a finishing move. That's like their way of like guys.
I gotta
don't
win somehow. I'm just gonna break out the tears.
I'm going tear town. Do you cry in fights?
Do I?
Yeah.
Not unless I'm like super dry. Maybe like. Tear possibly. I would say it's definitely like very rare. I would have to be like probably pretty drunk and like very worked up to do that.
What would get you so mad to cry?
I think if, when I cry, it's like frustration. It's like I haven't sober cried in like a fight, I think, in a pretty long
situation. Cry when I'm hungover and I'm watching like Up. And then all of a sudden, I'll just start crying.
Oh, yeah.
And Shark Tank. I'll cry during Shark Tank once an episode. Always.
Oh, with the sob stories?
Not the sob stories. The success stories.
Oh, that's nice.
I do it when they do updates. I cry every update.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's
so in touch with your emotions.
I'm very in touch. But the worst is when you, like, have you ever gotten, like, unattracted to a guy because he was crying?
Yes. But more when I was younger. Now I don't, I'm not like as turned off about, I'm not as turned off by it. A good guy friend, ironically, once told me that tears are like lies. The more you use them, the less they're worth.
Interesting.
So I try to reserve them for a moment when I really, because there's nothing like more.
I didn't know you were friends with Gandhi.
There's nothing that takes you, there's nothing that takes you back more than like someone who like never, you would never think would cry, who never cries, like crying that nothing gets people to pay attention quite like, do you ever see like your dad cry and you're like, holy shit, like I need to take this seriously.
The guy cry is like a one tear down the face, like. Not showing it cry.
Right.
It's not a sobby cry. When guys do sobby cries, because I've done this before, this is an embarrassing story, I'll tell it.
Did you fuck up?
Well, no, when I break up with some, anytime I've tried to break up with a girl, I'm always like, I should just cry so I can get the fuck out of here. And so I'll always try to like push out one tear. And
does it work?
I can't do it.
You can't cry. That's why we like tears, because it shows that you care.
Yeah. And so I start going and like rubbing my eye a lot. Just trying.
You were like the worst kind of sociopath. I love it.
Yeah, I'm just a pussy and I want to get out of this relationship. And I'm like, what is going to let her stop asking what do you mean?
Okay, here's why we'd probably like that, because it shows that you actually give a shit. Because it shows that you like, you know.
I know, that's why I try to do it.
Right, but you can't because you don't actually give a shit. So, maybe don't do that.
I don't know. I just, but I'm saying when guys are sobbing crying, I think it's fake. I think most guys do like
a sobbing cry is not appealing.
Not appealing, no. Right?
A song, like a silent tear, the teardrop is like fine. Yeah, I had an ex-boyfriend in college who cried like a few times. It was just every time I just felt like disgusted by it.
Ugh.
I think that the older I've gotten, the less I'm like, ugh, disgusting, like pussy, whatever. Like, I think that that's like a young immature view.
Well, that's why I think like when you're younger, guys are trying to do it. And when you're older, you're like a guy crying. You're like, yeah, this is an honest cry that's going on right now.
It depends on like the context of the tears.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
Let's do another email. You ready?
Yep.
Hi, Jared and Betches. I love listening to You Up, Betch Slapped, and The Bachelor. I've convinced so many people to listen. They are now regular listeners. Thank you. I also adore when you identify as an unlicensed therapist, because I'm actually in the last year of graduate school to become one myself. My specialty is children, but I'm sure if I was a sex therapist or relationship therapist, I would be saying about the same things.
Oh, cool.
We're not therapists, by the way, FYI.
Unlicensed, unregistered.
I just tried to fake cry to get out of relationships. So no, I'm out of my mind. The opinion of both male and female is genius, so I appreciate that. I really hope you bring this topic up in your podcast, regardless of if you use my scenario or questions. I know a lot of people would love to hear it. So I really have a hard time wrapping my head around having to watch porn in a relationship. If you are having sex almost every day, or if you have videos of you and your partner having sex.
Okay.
So sure question. She has watching porn in a relationship, having sex almost every day, or if you have videos of you and your partner having sex.
Right. These seem like three distinct.
These seem like different things.
Yeah, okay.
I'm in a year-long relationship with someone I've had an eight-year ongoing history with. Took his virginity at 15.
Nice.
I hope she's the same age as him.
she's 50.
We have a bigger issue on our hands. I decided that after I graduated from undergrad that I would finally settle down. Fast forward to the beginning of our relationship. We would watch porn together sometimes, but that would lead to an argument afterwards and us both asking too many questions.
Curiosity killed the cat. We say it. We've said it before.
Too much.
Yeah.
Also too much too soon.
Too many questions.
Eventually, my view of porn started to change, and I started to become completely against it. This is all stemmed from a comment from his friends that said, "I picture having sex with a girl."
Okay. I like how she bolded that.
She made that in bold for the listeners at home. I was completely taken aback, and I started to consider it cheating. My boyfriend said that wasn't true, but how could be the one outlier of the statement? Oh, so she's saying, he was saying it wasn't true that he envisions himself having sex with a girl, and he was... He understood my strong stance, but his friends thought it was ridiculous that I would make it a boundary. A few months later, I saw his browser open when plugging in his phone. Porn was pulled up. Let me see. This is one of those things. You can get in trouble for so much these days.
Okay.
Let me add, he woke me up to have sex in my apartment, and I found out before he did that, he was watching the porn. My thought process was that my boyfriend got turned on by another girl, and I was conveniently there, which in my opinion is awful and disrespectful. I understand we're all humans and will never be sexually attracted to one person, but every situation I found porn or talked about it with him, it has never ended well or in a situation where I was comfortable. There's only been two instances, but they've absolutely turned into huge arguments. These girls never look at it all like me, which also raises so many questions. I'm not on her side so far. How do you feel? Because we got more to this email. Just as let's check in, right?
I'm not on her side either. I think that societally, women are kind of trained to have this like fairy tale view of relationships, where like the guy is going to be with you and he's only going to have eyes for you, and like a great guy is like just like super into you and doesn't want anyone else or doesn't think about anyone else. And I think that's inaccurate, and it's displaying itself right in this predicament right here. That's not realistic.
It's not realistic. And also the fact that they have an 8-year thing since they're 15.
Yeah.
Her understanding of how this should all go is steeped in that, where...
It's like the storyline of this like fantasy. Well,
anyone that says they're high school sweethearts, everyone goes, aw, and then they go back home and they go, fuck, that sucks.
Yeah.
So... FYI, he has said that this is because of my own insecurity, but I view it as him not being satisfied with only looking at me. I'm not the only one who views porn so negatively, and a friend of mine broke up with her boyfriend for it. I think blaming it on my insecurities is plain wrong, because I'm truly confident. Him watching porn when I see it as a screenshot sent to his group message of an almost naked girl rubs me completely wrong and makes me feel disrespected. He understands, and I don't think it will ever happen again, because he begged for me back and cried that he did it. He did watch it once.
He sobbed.
Definitely sobbed. And he cried, happened again, because he begged for me back and cried that he did watch it once, and he couldn't bear the thought of talking to me that night because of the promise he'd broke. This sounds crazy, but I put a restriction on his phone because that was how he suggested I believe him, and for it to never have be an argument or issue again. He thinks that because he gave me a promise ring, what year is she writing this from? And does everything for me.
1950s archive.
That I shouldn't doubt anything about our relationship just because he has watched porn. I guess my question for you and what to address out of this is the role of porn in a relationship, and should there be a restriction on it? I know there is boundaries in every relationship, and I believe mine comes from a well-intentioned place. I'm looking for an unbiased opinions and a guy's perspective that is not my friend. Sincerely, the anti-porn therapist.
Okay, this second half gets even more ridiculous. This is kind of absurd, I think. She's acting absurd.
Yes, it is.
Right. First of all, this guy is looking at porn.
He's absurd, too.
All guys look at porn, right? Yeah. I think that's pretty clear. Guys in relationships, married guys, single guys. Do you know any guys who don't watch porn?
Not one guy.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even a guy, and that's my general understanding of the male population. And I don't take offense to it. I don't think it's like, I think it's crazy to think that a guy could only be like sexually aroused by one person for the rest of their life. That anyone could just like, I mean, if we can't let people do that, like what kind of world are we living in? Like, he can only be aroused and attracted by you for the rest of his life.
I agree with everything you're saying. This girl, this relationship's never going to work. I'm sorry. Unless really big changes are made. I've watched porn with girls that I've been hooking up with in the past. It's been fun. I've not watched porn with girls I've been hooking up with in the past, and it's been fun. So for them, I think what they did, I think we live in an age with the internet and everything's out there now that you think you have to keep up with the internet. So like a podcast like this where I say something like that, where I'm like, oh, I watched porn with a girl. Everyone's like, okay, so I guess that's what we have to do. And like, maybe this relationship wasn't meant for that.
Right.
You know, every relationship's different. Every dynamic is different. If you're going to feel offended by something, maybe it's not worth you looking at. I do think it, I agree with him. I think this is your own confidence issue. Like, I think she needs to take a look in the mirror a little bit, because guys don't watch porn.
Well, yeah. Well, girls think like, why does he need porn? Like, I'm here. I'll have sex with him. Like, why does
it's
he
an
need,
escape?
Why does he need? Right. Which I think, yeah, a lot of girls have that question. Like, why, if you're, you know, if you're in a relationship with someone you love and you find them attractive and they're willing to have sex with you, like, why would you not want to have it in real life than online?
Yeah, I just think like porn's a fact of life. Like at this point, like
is it always though, or is it the prolification of like the mass amount of porn and like the?
I think of it like drinking. I think drinking is not good for you. Okay, we all know drinking is bad for you, but we all like a drink every now and again.
Right.
You know, just because I drink doesn't mean that I want to escape the person I'm with or the people that I talk to. It's because I, you know, just lets me fucking let off some steam.
Well, if you drink enough, well, that's what I'm saying. It's like in
moderation. Anything in moderation is fine.
Do you know any guys who are just like addicted to porn?
I know guys. I mean, I've had people email into my podcast, this podcast, talking about porn. And I think we all have our moments where like, that's enough.
Right. You know, with like, drinking too, or any kind of
drinking. We all have resets, right, yeah. And we all have that. And I think the kids in high school who used to fucking abuse alcohol were the ones with the parents that were very much against it. The ones that were like cool with it were the ones who were like, yeah, it's just drinking.
Right.
And I think
I don't have anything to prove.
Nothing to prove. I don't have to. So I think this is going to, for this girl, this is not, she's strangling too tight on this. I think if she was literally, like what she's doing right now is going to push him to a place of sneaking around her back and trying to find ways to look at porn and push him away.
Right. Because he's not looking at porn. That's not his solution.
Yeah, him crying and you have restrictions on his phone. Yeah. Like, he's an adult.
As a therapist, there's no way you can find that to be like a healthy mechanism.
No. And if anything, this is hot if he has another fetish. You know, like maybe he likes the BDSM world, and this is where he gets off that you're his mother figure. I mean, this could all go gross,
right?
You know, like every turn you make in the sexual world, if you take a turn too far, it gets a little weird. So you seeing the porn that he looks at, yeah, but knowing too much and going too into it, I don't think it's going to help any of your relationships.
I think it's best to just not, like you said, the microaggression thing, which I don't even really think this is a microaggression, but I can see how a girl might view it like sure. That. So sure, let's call it a microaggression.
Yeah.
This is a good example of one where like, you really don't need to know.
Yeah.
Like, he can watch porn. I would have him maybe like make it a little less obvious to you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have it like playing when you get home from work. But like, I think everyone needs their own personal time to do whatever the fuck they want.
Sure.
And be like either disgusting or like think weird things. Like those are human things. You can't stop someone from having weird attractions or being attracted to certain things or indulging.
Totally. And here's another thing I'll say to her. Guys don't watch porn to see what it's like to fuck another girl. We watch porn to see what girls that we don't have the energy to pursue are fucking like.
In theory. Right.
So like every guy will nod their head as they're listening, but sometimes you watch porn and you're like, you'll come and you'll be like, how the fuck did I end up here? And you're like, how did I end up watching this? How did I end up?
It's weird.
It's just weird or it's different. And you're like, and you're watching some chick that you're like, I didn't even know I could get hard to this type of girl. And then you're like, how did this all happen? And you come and you're like, you shut off the browser, you X out of all of them. You're like, okay, I gotta go read a fucking Bible right now. And we all have that moment. The minute you come, you're like, where did I, how did I get here? And that's kind of, you're going on a mental vacation. And the people you're with are the people you feel the most comfortable with and the people that you like being around. And the people that you're, you know, spanking it to on a porn site are the people that you would never want to be around. So Don't take it personally is what I'm saying. I'm just saying, I'm giving you kind of like the guy's perspective on like why I, you know, like, why would it be different than you? Because I get to be with you in real life.
Right. So the idea that the girl looks different from her is sort of the point.
It's the point. It's a vacation.
If he wanted to fuck someone that looked like you, he would fuck you.
There's nothing more relaxing than masturbation. There's no one to prove yourself to. It's just a quiet moment with yourself and the computer.
And that was a commercial for masturbating by Jared.
The more you know. I just think, like, you know, for this girl, I don't think anyone should be so for or against anything. Like, I think great relationships are the ones where you can look at someone.
You're just, like, open to shit.
Open to shit. Mm-hmm. So, like, hey, and also being like, don't tell me about that. Like, she could have said to him at any point, I don't need to hear this. I like you. I don't need to hear what porn you're watching. Also, I don't want to watch porn with you.
Yeah.
And also, if anything, you've developed taste. You've said, okay, I don't like the type of guy who wants to watch porn with me. And that's fine. Maybe their next relationship, which I think is going to happen, because I think you and this guy are stuck in a fairy tale. And I think one of these days he's going to go to his parents and he's going to be like, yeah, I don't have my phone, doesn't work because, you know, Lucy said the minutes are out. And his dad's going to go, what? And he's going to go, yeah, she has restrictions on my phone. Why? It's just kind of so she doesn't think I'm a liar. And his parents are going to go, break up with that bitch. So I'm just, and I don't mean you're a bitch.
He just played out the end of your relationship for you. There it is. Check it out.
So that's my opinion there.
Yeah, I think, I mean, again, like, I think girls, we like to ask a lot of questions. We don't always like the answers. And what I'm learning from being in a relationship is certain things you don't have to ask about everything. You don't have to know everything. Sometimes you think it's fun and then it gets like not fun. And I'm a person who likes to ask a shit ton of questions.
And on the other side of that, those questions can lead you somewhere even more fun.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes.
That's what I'm saying, but play at your own risk on occasion.
But also, if you're ever saying to someone that they can't do something that they like to do, take a look in the mirror.
Yeah, I agree with that. But also, like, people can definitely do what they want to do, but doesn't mean everyone needs to know about it.
Yeah, and also he can look at porn while respecting you.
Yeah.
Like it's just, I don't know. And the moderation thing. It's not like every time you open up the computer, it's like another fucking porn.
Right. Be discreet. It's kind of like the Instagram, liking the Instagram models pics. Just be discreet.
Yeah.
Like it in your head.
Know that other people.
You can
people,
like whatever you like. Yeah. You can do whatever you want to do, but like be respectful of like, of how much you flaunt it.
Have you ever watched porn with a guy?
No.
Never?
Never.
Would you?
Sure.
Sure?
Sure. It wouldn't be something I'm like thinking about doing it and I'm like excited about doing it. But like if someone suggested that and they want to do that, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys are so afraid to bring up stuff like that.
Bring up porn?
Bring up any like deviation on sex.
They shouldn't be. And I don't think I think girls are afraid to bring it up too. And they shouldn't be either. It's like, because that's one of those things where it's like everyone's thinking these things and like you get to know someone like a lot better by knowing like them. If you know them intimately, like totally. You should know them intimately. Know what they like. Know what they would try. Know what they feel weird trying. Like it's important to ask those questions. I think it's like.
It's funny. I think guys are afraid because they'd be like the public shaming of them would be so much more harsh.
Well, I'm,
like if I heard that this girl was like doing like all this wild shit, I'd be like. What is her number? You know, like, but if like it was out there,
no,
that
but
guy
girls,
was,
girls think that guys want them to seem like proper and like a lady and like, you know, I think they also
lady
don't,
in
they
the
don't,
streets, freak in the sheets.
Right. Yeah. But they don't, you don't want like a guy to think that one, I think girls are scared that guys will think of like what other guys they've done this with.
Yeah.
And like, you know, they're like slutty or something like that. But really, like, as long as you go in with an open mind and non-judgmental to anything that anyone's saying, like, and again, like, I wouldn't suggest whatever you want to a girl without feeling out if she's, like, the kind of person that's, like, super judgmental and uptight. Mm. Like, this girl, I wouldn't share your wildest... If I were this girl's boyfriend, I wouldn't be wanting to share my wildest fantasies with her because she's, like, judgmental.
That's the thing. This is the biggest problem that they're going to have is that what can he come to you with not feeling like he's in trouble before he even brings it up?
Right. No one wants to walk on eggshells
in
a relationship.
I had one time, I'll tell this is an embarrassing story, because you do get weirded out. You're not sure what people are into, and like, and then you get self-conscious. I'll be open on this podcast.
Okay, let's
hear
it.
Can I be open with everybody here?
Yeah.
I got a blowjob once. Girl put her finger in my ass during the blowjob.
Okay.
Amazing. Into it. In. Done. Nice. Great. I'm that guy now.
Now you ask for it?
Well, then I think I'm that guy. I'm going to be, this is something I'll be asking for.
Okay.
Because I'm like, she did it. I don't know where she found this trick, this party trick. And then I was doing it to, you know, to her, and now we're, you know,
right.
We're shit fingers.
Now it's your thing.
Yeah, yeah. Now
it was her thing. Now it's your thing.
Well, I think she wanted to let me know it was her thing, because the minute I did it to her, it was like an explosion went off in the room. Like, it was just like, you know, sex became like she was just so much more
enjoying
into
it. Enjoying it a lot, yeah, more, yeah, right.
Which opened up a lot of avenues.
Right.
The next girl I think
that's a great story.
It's a great story. Well, the next girl I hooked up with, she's in bed with me, and she was a little younger, and I was like, and I'm like, you know, she's blowing me, and I'm like, oh, this is, I'm like, you know, I'm trying to give signals, like, oh, that feels great, it's so good. And I just go, what's that?
So good, two thumbs up.
The two thumbs up. Okay. You know, I'm liking Instagram pictures of hers, just to let her know how good a job she's doing. And then I go, I want you to put your finger up my ass. And she just goes, what? The whole thing stops. Okay. Hard stop. Like, and I go, nothing. Keep going.
You got to feel out of the girl first.
Well, yeah. Then I'm in this position where it's like, I'm getting like, you know, now I've had a cheeseburger. Now I'm back to regular burgers.
I find it's best to discuss things you want in bed sexually, like not while you're actually doing it.
I think it's the best. Totally. I think it's best in the refractory period.
Yes, the afterwards.
Once everyone's come, then 100%. We talk about how we really want
to
come.
How we want to improve.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it. How can we make this even better? Like, it's definitely, I don't think in the mist.
No.
Because then you like, and
it's
then.
It was a mistake that I made for the listeners of the U Up podcast.
Thank you, because we're now really enjoying the.
You're welcome. I took, my brother and I used to live together, and I would run jokes by him. And sometimes he would be like, he'd be in a mood. And he wouldn't be like constructive, but yeah, I'd be like, "What do you think of this?" And he'll go, "Yeah, that fucking sucks." And I'll be like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa! We write to edit. We write to edit." And that's kind of the same with coming.
Yeah,
we come to edit how we come.
It's all like constructive and positive when you're figuring that out. But the best time to do it is after.
Yeah.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
Let's do a game.
Right.
Red flag or deal breaker? Okay. We play this. And listen, we didn't do this plug in the beginning. If you have an email you want to send, UUP@betches.com. Also, as you can tell, we've stuck with this red flag or deal breaker game. We'd like some more games.
Yeah, send them some more games.
We have a game that we're going to play on a later episode that's going to come up in a few weeks, because we've discussed it, but it's going to take some work and we need some stuff. But if you have some games that you want to send in, UUP@betches.com, UUP@betches.com. Also, before we get towards the end of this podcast, pause it right now. I want you to screenshot the screen. And
pause
then,
it right after this.
Okay, here. No, don't pause it yet, okay? Screenshot the screen, make it your Instagram story or Snapchat story, and tag us both.
We'll love it.
We'll love it. We're into it. Yeah. It's
our full names, right?
Both at Jordana names. Abraham, at Jared Freed. Tag us. I thank everyone that...
I at least will click the heart button, depending on how busy I am.
There you go.
I see them all.
I see them all as well. So do that and rate, subscribe, and review. The reviews are great. We have like over 600 reviews. Is that crazy?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Insane. So they, red flag or deal breaker, they have four cats.
Do Deal breaker.
Game
it's
over.
Too many cats. One cat, weird. One cat, red flag. Four cats, deal breaker.
One cat is a deal breaker for me. No. Two cats.
So four,
I dated a girl with a cat once.
She's perfect in every way.
Perfect in every way. And two, I can't do. Because I won every time I get in bed with her and we would sleep over, the cat would get in between us and then start pushing me away.
Cats are so good.
And I was like, I can't sleep like this. And then they'd be like, and I'd be like, put it outside. And then she would be like, well, he doesn't like to be outside. I'm like, yeah, but I don't like to sleep here because of this cat.
They're just like climbing on shit. My sister, my younger sister, yeah. She has a cat. I'm like, you better get rid of that cat because like no one's going to date you.
Is it a male or female cat?
I think it's a male. His name is Jude. I think that's a male name. I was like, Shira, you know, you called your cat Jew, right?
That's funny.
I don't know if you meant to do that on purpose. I'd rather. She's like, it's from the Beatles.
Or Jude Law, yeah. Or Jew, whatever.
It's like the German word for Jew, whatever. Anyway.
I'd rather date a cat girl than a dog girl.
What?
I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
Dog girls, the dog is a boyfriend. You bought a boyfriend. It'll kiss you anytime you want. Never think you're wrong.
Acceptable.
This is what I'm saying. But a cat, you got to get to know that cat. Ugh. You got to put in time with that cat. So
I find cats creepy. They like climb on stuff. I don't know. You know, you like. I don't. It's not for me. All right. You walk into their apartment. They have a live, laugh, love sign in their room over their bed. It's huge.
What do you think? I say red flag.
For a guy, deal breaker.
For a guy.
For a girl, I could see the red flag.
Okay, for the guy version, okay, the live, laugh, love, for me, it's a red flag because it's like, do they know what they look like? You know, that would be my thing. Yeah. Let's say the guy has the poster of the guy's 27, okay, but he has the poster of the two guys dragging their friend with like the, you know that old college poster? They're dragging the drunk friend and underneath it's like teamwork.
Okay, like one of those like frat boy posters.
Yeah. That's up in their place.
And it's like now.
Now it's their 27 with that poster up.
Red flag. I would have to be able to like fix that. Like I'm gonna change. I'm gonna change you, and that's gonna be the first.
That's number one priority on the list. Yeah.
I will find a way to like do it subtly. You won't even know what's happening, but it'll be gone in the next like few months.
Okay.
He won't know why or how, but
where did my teamwork poster go? It's not even in a frame. Yeah. It's like taped. Okay, they don't. Can I change this one?
Fine.
Okay, because that's ridiculous.
No, it was a good one. Can I do it?
Do it.
I'll tell you. There's a story behind it.
Okay.
Okay.
They don't know about 9/11.
Yeah. Well, I went on an early date with a guy. He took me. He was like, it was like summer. We were going to the museum, and he was like, you want to go to the 9/11 museum?
He said that.
Yeah. He's like,
on a date.
He's like, I like the 9/11 museum. Do you want to go to the 9/11
museum? Okay, already weird. What?
And I said, this is like not that early. It's probably a couple months.
You know what gets me wet?
The
9/11 museum. What?
The 9/11 museum.
What date was this?
It's probably like date 10, maybe.
Date 10?
Day 10. Yeah.
That's when you start doing...
9/11 museum.
You're like, okay, we got a big plan. We're gonna go to the 9/11 museum, the Holocaust museum.
Yeah, we're gonna go have sex.
The African American museum. What is?
I was like, well, what if you suggested this museum? And I was just like, what's that?
You didn't know what it was?
I said, what if you suggested this museum? Oh. And I was like, what would you do if you suggested this museum? And I said, like, what's that?
What's 9/11?
What's 9/11? And like. I just didn't know
wouldn't
what
believe
was.
You. I would be like,
what,
you.
Well, let's say it's true. Like, and it's unbelievable, but it. I just don't. I was out from school that day. No one ever told me.
Out from school that day.
No one told me.
It's our JFK.
History is not my strong suit.
I.
Do you still do? Do you want another date with me?
I'd fuck her. Then I'd be gone. No, I'd fuck her in memory. In memoriam.
In memoriam.
I do have a story about this kind of relating. Okay. My friends went for New Year's to like a cat. They went to the upstate for New Year's Eve. So they all couples. I didn't go. But they came back with a story. They were like in a mountain hotel. And there was a common room with games out. And they were all drinking with the games on New Year's Eve. And there were two girls there. And they said that they had a certain look to them. They were very... very white girl Brooklyn. They're to make a point.
Okay.
That was their look. Okay. Does that make any sense?
They're like activists. They're woke.
They're very woke.
Okay.
They're white girl woke.
I feel like you're like walking on thin ice here trying to like not offend.
I'm trying not
to
offend.
Just say they're Brooklyn hipsters.
They're annoying.
Okay.
So they're the problem more than the solution. So they were like hanging with them. And someone brought up that they saw I, Tanya.
I love that movie.
I need to see it.
It's
I heard
so
it's
good.
Great.
It's so,
so
good.
I really want to see it. And they were talking about it. And one of the people was like, one of my friends was like, you know, it really makes you think about how the news makes you look at somebody. They're like, I look at Tanya Harding in a totally different light. She came from I don't agree with what she did. But she, you know, and I think a
right,
lot of people
yeah.
are having this
it gives
feeling.
You some sympathy for
there's some
right, yeah.
For how she was brought
you,
up.
You understand more of the mentality of why she was.
Maybe not it, why whatever. She would do such a thing or be involved in such a thing, but yeah.
Right.
But I think a lot of people are having that sentiment right now after seeing the movie.
Okay.
So this one girl goes, totally. It makes you think, you know, if they did a movie about Osama bin Laden, you'd feel the same way. And my one friend was like, no. I don't think that's the same at all.
Okay.
And they got into like a screaming match about whether, like this escalated to a point where they were like, you're fucking out of your mind. This many people died because of this person. Even if there was a movie made, there's no way I would feel the same, similarly that I do about Tanya Harding.
Right.
And they were like, they left on like screaming, like dragged out of the room.
Okay.
Couldn't deal with it. And then, but would you go, is that a red flag or a deal breaker for you?
If they said the Osama bin Laden thing?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind.
Wouldn't mind?
Wouldn't mind.
How?
I appreciate a contrarian viewpoint and I would love to hear like.
That is crazy.
Maybe there's an instance where you learn about some traumatic event from Osama bin Laden's childhood and you're like, oh, like.
This
I don't know. I mean, like,
direction.
I don't
have.
This
see
is like
going.
A little bit of a moral, like, you know, slippery slope here. I'm not. I definitely not pro Osama bin Laden. Not pro any terrorism. Know what 9/11 is, but I think the general point in that, like, if you know the nuances in someone's story and like why no one acts, no one's. I don't believe in like good and evil people. And people who just do bad things blindly.
For no reason.
I believe like there are sociopaths who like are terrible like people just by like a brain chemistry thing. But anyway.
Again.
Going back to that, I think I would kind of, I would like to like learn more about that. I would kind of.
Again, I'd fuck her and then leave.
Okay.
just
like the 9/11 girl.
Yeah, just right. Like the 9/11 girl. So, okay. What about this?
Yeah.
Red flag or deal breaker? They don't know how to use a DVR. We'll lighten it up to end this.
Sorry. Oh, red flag.
Red flag.
Yeah.
Deal breaker. I don't like this type.
Sometimes it's tough.
The
I know how to use the DVR, but like some people are just bad at like technology.
I think anyone who's bad at that technology doesn't want to be good at any technology.
That's probably true.
I know these people that are like, I don't like, oh, what's like, it's like when you bring up a pop culture thing and they're like, I don't know what you're like. Who's Kim Kardashian? And you're like, come on.
Right. Get with the program.
You're actively.
Yeah.
You think you're
you
putting yourself above.
You
you're putting yourself above me socially just to say you don't know these things.
Right.
That's our episode.
I
what
agree
do we
with
think?
That. That's our episode. I enjoyed it. I am not an Osama bin Laden supporter. So I'm just putting that out
Listen,
there.
This is the judgment free zone. This is why you can send in any meme ML you like. Okay. If you are pro ISIS. Let's hear from you.
Let us know your reasons.
Let us know your reasons.
Anyway, we will see you next week. Thanks so much for listening. Email us. Bye.
Betches.